now it's time for Ketchup Kitchen Catch-Ups.
Earlier today, I said the world will be the same when I'm dead.
Right.
Nothing will change.
Yeah.
Well, none of us can actually claim that any of us will change the world at all.
But that's a thing that really fucking gets to you, right? Like
does
people
it?
Think about
it doesn't
that.
Get to me.
No, I'm fine. I know nothing.
No, I've got this narcissistic kind of like I mean, but you were raised in the same kind of like
here's the thing.
In like the evangelical world, like you think you're the center of the universe and like that God intimately knows you.
I never
and, like,
thought that. I was made to feel like I didn't mean shit to anybody.
Oh.
And then I was never good enough.
Oh, boy.
It was a little different. Mm-hmm. Nobody made me feel like I was a sinner of anything.
Yeah, see, I felt like I like closed my eyes and prayed, and God was like, what's Jeff up to? Like, what is he...
I
let's,
felt
let's
like
give
God
him
didn't
that
give a fuck about me.
Like, he wants a Dodge Stratus. Like, let's get him the Dodge Stratus then. Like, he just wants a car to go back and
all
forth.
All I know
school.
Is most of the time I only talk to God when I was feeling like I was going to puke, and I would be like, God, I swear I'll never jerk off again if you stop
wait,
me from puking.
Were you going to puke
confused.
For jerking off?
I know. If I was feeling like I was going to vomit, I would say, Lord, I will never jerk off again if you save me from this vomit.
So vomit was that bad. It wasn't that you were jerking off
let's
while vomiting.
I've always right. been terrified of vomiting.
Okay. Well, welcome to this newest episode of Kitchen Kitchen Catch-Ups, and by that I mean the first episode. Ooh, oh! This is number one. Now, we've recorded more before this, but this is going to be the inaugural, first annual, official Kitchen Ketchup Catch-Ups. Jeff, what's the show called?
The Official Kitchen Ketchup Catch-Up.
Perfect. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's great.
It's been a good weekend.
Yeah? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been fine.
What have you been up to, man?
So it was La Vieja's birthday on Thursday. So
your girlfriend
took yeah.
Yeah.
That's like my like endearing.
What does that mean? Is that something she told you to tell you to call her?
Old lady.
It means old lady?
Yeah.
You call her abuela?
Yeah.
Oh boy. And she's okay with this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, alright.
How'd
that go?
Well yeah, no, like the birthday was fine. But actually, so are we actually gonna talk about ketchup?
Yeah, we got some right here.
I mean, I see the ketchup, but I mean, like, is that even going to be? Well,
yeah.
So anyways, because ketchup came up yesterday.
Yeah.
Because,
tell me about it. That's what we want to talk about, all the ketchup.
Michaela is a vegetarian, as you know. Did she already tell you this
well,
story?
Ketchup is a vegetarian meal.
Maybe she told
meal.
You the story, but I'm going to tell you again. I don't.
Please, no, she hasn't told me anything.
So, yesterday, we're at the Cubs game, and, well, we were actually drunk Thursday night, too. We've been drunk, basically, for 3 days straight.
Good.
So, Thursday night, she's like, I tell you one thing, I'm going to eat a hot dog. At the Cubs game, I'm like, well, the
was that supposed to turn you on?
They're like $7 or
like,
something like that.
No, so she just wants to break your bank?
Well, because she's a vegetarian who, well, a pescatarian, I suppose, that when it comes down to it, really likes hot dogs. And so I was like,
well
you
who
know,
doesn't?
If you, she hasn't had a hot dog in years and years and years. She's not a vegetarian.
And she said, fuck it, for my birthday, for your behalf, I will eat a hot dog.
I don't think it was for me. I think she was like, I really want a hot dog.
It's an excuse for her.
Yeah, and so she was like, I miss hot dogs. So we're at the game, and, well, the next morning, of course, she was like, oh, I was drunk and I don't want a hot dog. As soon as we're at the game and drunk, she's like, yeah, I want the hot dog.
Yeah, she
so, she's like, yeah, so, but I'm going to get ketchup on the hot dog. And
yeah.
I was like, all right, well, you can go get that by yourself. Because I haven't been to Wrigley Field in a while, but Chicagoans are pretty fucking intense.
They're
about
assholes
the hot
dogs. About it. Can we talk about that?
I personally don't care.
Finish your story, but I want to talk about that afterwards.
Well, I personally don't care whether or not you put ketchup on your hot dog. But I do love that, like, the mustard and the whatnot, all
yeah.
that works.
So
I'll
good.
Do the Chicago style, but, like, fuck, put some ketchup on your hot dog. But I was a little ashamed. Not ashamed, just scared.
Yeah, well, here's my opinion. And I don't know if this is genuine thoughts, like, if this is the reason. But I've always thought that the reason you don't put ketchup on a Chicago style hot dog is because there's a tomato on there. You've already got your tomato.
Yeah.
Right? Tomato goes on a slice of tomato. Now, if I don't have the slice of tomato, guess what? I want that nice, cool thing. I want that. It counteracts the beauty of the celery salt and the mustard and the pickle and all that stuff. That's all spicy and like tart. I want that nice sweetness that counteracts. And if
see,
I don't have...
that, and that's what it is. It's
I think that's
sweetness.
What it is.
The
yeah.
sweetness is
it's
why
great.
People are going no ketchup on the Chicago-style hot dog.
They don't want a little sweet. But
it's
guess what?
Sweet.
But the tomato was on there. It's giving you a little sweet.
Right.
Right. All right, so this ketchup we've got is special. This is a special ketchup just for you, Jeff, that I bought.
Did you make the ketchup?
Okay, no, but I paid a lot of money for this.
Okay.
It's called Pure Wild Oregon All Natural Foods Chipotle Ketchup.
So, for the, you know, people viewer. Listening
the
or
viewers.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
For the viewers, so he does have, like, a really fancy bottle of ketchup. It's glass.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, got the word Oregon all on it. And, like, wild.
Not organic, just
foods.
Oregon.
The
state
Oregon,
of Oregon.
Which is a new food designation, probably, right? So that's very nice. But then he's got, he's taken out, like, an old plate that has some dried salt on it. That I'm moving around right now with my finger. And then there's some torn up tortillas.
Well, you don't have tater
just
tots.
Not even on the plate.
If you
just,
have tater
like,
tots
on the
here.
Fucking counter. So,
this is a great episode one.
It's a weird...
I didn't hear that. I was hoping it would pop.
You wanted it to be like a soda.
Oh. That's
he's
got a wonderful
right
bouquet. Oh, my goodness. Smell that. Smell that ketchup there.
Over here.
Get that in. Get your nose in there. No, don't get your tongue in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's got a nice bouquet. Why don't you pour some of that out on this plate here?
But it's still ketchup. I can tell just by smelling.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the idea. And we're going to keep talking.
Like, they haven't reinvented the wheel. I can already tell.
No. No,
fucking
yeah.
Fucking hell. Like,
he's having some trouble getting out. But it's Chipotle ketchup. We don't need tons. I mean, yeah.
This is some nice ketchup, dude.
Well, I'm going to leave it here. I don't need more. I have so much ketchup at home.
So what's the process here? Like,
well, let's just have some tortilla. Ketchup.
All right. Well, tortilla.
Yeah. You'll dip it in. Oh, there we go. I got some.
That's not very much.
It's pretty... It's quite a bit, actually.
I want more. Like,
you do all you want. All right.
I want, like, a ketchup roll-up.
He's literally double and triple dipping this. He's got a fucking burrito. All right, let's do this. I think I have strong thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I like this ketchup.
So,
like, it's very sweet. Like, there's a back end of Chipotle.
No, that's exactly right.
And it's not even that
the
strong.
The first thing that hits you is tangy, sweet ketchup.
Tangy's a strong word I wouldn't even include with this.
Really?
Like, I don't think it's tangy at all. I think it's very sweet. Like, all sweet.
See, I got more ketchup, though.
No, it's not like, what I mean. It's very ketchup. It's very
no,
sweet.
I think you need to dunk.
I don't want to. It's like, I didn't like it.
I think you need to go in for another one.
All right.
I feel like
I'm
it
going.
Is definitely...
All
right. And then
you did a roll. Should
end.
I do your roll like you did?
It wasn't
like a
bad.
Weird, like, so much ketchup, like, it was disgusting
well,
looking.
All right, you're sopping in ketchup there.
This is so gross.
It's, like, dripping.
Yeah.
No one needs to see that. This is...
No, good. I don't like this ketchup. No.
And this was expensive ketchup.
No,
is what you're
yeah,
saying.
It was like.
This, I mean, it looks.
It was like $8 for that bottle.
No added salt or preservatives. Ugh. It's gluten free. It's made with non-GMO.
Yeah, fuck Oregon right now. Like, wow. Don't care for it.
It's an official selection of this Ciali innovation.
I don't even know what that
2015.
Means.
2015.
What is a Ciali innovation?
That was just a year ago. Less than maybe, depending on.
I don't care for
place.
Any of this. Whatever's happening, I don't care for it. Do you like the ketchup?
I don't hate it. I don't hate this.
You don't hate it. Well, good. I'm leaving it here.
But the problem is that ugh. Like.
Oh no!
It's like called Chipotle ketchup. And I
feel there's
like,
not much of a Chipotle.
Flavor. I feel like it's really like ketchup, like. It's like Chipotle infused ketchup or something.
Yeah, barely though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not there. Ugh, no. Not a fan. Okay.